Children, in the story, the Lord talks with a lawyer, and a lawyer means someone who was an expert in the law of Moses, the first five books of the word, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The lawyer asks Jesus two questions, and you can listen and hear what the answers to those questions are. Hear the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up, testing him and saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And he said to him, "What is written in the law? How dost thou read it?" And he, answering, said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God from thy whole heart and from thy whole soul and from thy whole strength and from thy whole thought, and thy neighbor as thyself." And he said to him, "Thou hast answered rightly. Do this, and thou shalt live." But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" And Jesus, replying, said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, who, having stripped him and having inflicted blows on him, departed, leaving him when he was half dead. And as it happened, a certain priest came down the same way, and seeing him, passed by on the other side. And likewise also a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came upon him, and seeing him, was moved with compassion. And coming near, he bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. And he set him on his own beast of burden, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And departing on the morrow, he took out 2 denarii, and gave them to the host, and said to him, 'Take care of him. And whatever thou spendest more, when I come back, I will repay thee.' Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor to him who fell among robbers?" And he said, "He who did mercy with him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go, and do thou likewise." Amen. So the lawyer's first question was, do you remember? What shall I do to inherit eternal life? In other words, how can I go to heaven? And since the lawyer was an expert in the law, the Lord's law, Jesus asked him, "Well, how do you read the law? What do you think?" And he answered with a very good answer, with the 2 great commandments, to love the Lord above all and the neighbor as himself. And the Lord said, "Right, that's right. Do this and you will go to heaven." But then the lawyer was a little embarrassed that he had asked the question if he already knew the answer. And so he asked another question, and he asked, "Well, who is my neighbor?" What the lawyer meant was, who do I have to love? And so the Lord told this wonderful parable. And it's about the man who was coming down from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and on the way got badly beaten up and robbed. And then along came a priest, the most important kind of guy in the Jewish church, and he wouldn't even go over to that side of the road. And then along came a Levite, also a very important person, and he came and looked and then walked on. But then came a Samaritan who helped him. Now, Samaritans were people that Jews generally hated, and likewise the Samaritans hated the Jews, and here's why. 600 years before Jesus came into the world, an empire called Babylon came and conquered the Jews. And the king of Babylon took all the wealthy, rich, smart, important people from Jerusalem, and he took them far, far away to his city of Babylon. He said, "You have to live there." And they had to stay there for 70 years, and most of them died there, but their children and grandchildren grew up. And then along came another empire, the Medes and Persians, and conquered the Babylonians, and they said to the Jews, you can go home now. So they came back to Jerusalem. But meanwhile, there were the poor Jews who were left behind, and the Babylonians would not let them rebuild Jerusalem and the temple, so they built another place to worship to the north, in the middle of the land called Samaria. And there weren't very many Jews left, so they married other peoples. And when these Jews came returning from Babylon, the Samaritan Jews came and said, we're so glad to see you. Let us help you rebuild the city and the temple. But these Jews, returning Jews, said, no, you aren't real Jews because you've intermarried and you built a temple in the wrong place. We are not going to have anything to do with you. So you can see why the Samaritans and the Jews hated each other so much. But in the story, this Samaritan didn't care about the fact that this poor man was a Jew. What he saw was a man who really needed help, and he felt sorry for him. So even though he was a Jew, he helped him. He bound up his wounds, he poured in oil so they wouldn't hurt so much, and he poured in wine to kill the germs, and he lifted him up on his own animal to carry him to an inn, and then he took care of him there. And when he was ready to go, he gave a lot of money, 2 denarii, that's 2 full days' pay, to the innkeeper and said, when I come back, I'll pay you anything more that you need to spend to help him until he's ready to go. So you can see what a kind thing the Samaritan did. So what the Lord did was he turned the lawyer's question around. Instead of asking, who do I have to love? The Lord turned it around and said, how do you love someone? How do you love the neighbor? By showing mercy is the answer. How do you inherit eternal life? How do you go to heaven? By doing mercy to your neighbor. That's what the answer to the lawyer's question really was. Now the thing is, sometimes we think of love to the neighbor as being a feeling that we have. But the thing is, we can't control our feelings. We can't make ourselves like somebody else. Love is a gift that comes straight down to us from the Lord as soon as we're ready to receive it. And if we think of love as just a feeling, we can't make ourselves love somebody else. We can't do it. Even husbands and wives can't make themselves love each other. But instead, we can think of love as something that we do. And we can make ourselves do things even when we don't feel like it. We can do mercy to someone else. We can think about what it would be like to be that person. We might notice, for example, that someone else isn't as tall as we are, or as strong as we are, as fast as we are, as quick in school. Someone doesn't have as many friends as we have. We can think about, well, what it would be like if I were that person. We can think about that. And then we can act in a way that's merciful, that's kind. We can do mercy toward another person. And when we do mercy, especially when we don't feel like it, we do it because it's the right thing to do, because the Lord tells us to, then the Lord can take the stony, cold heart out of us and replace it with a heart of flesh, with a warm heart. And gradually, we will feel love for the neighbor as well as doing love toward the neighbor. That's how we prepare for eternal life. So, the answer to the lawyer's first question, what should I do to inherit eternal life, is now very clear. If you want to be an angel, if you want to live in heaven with the Lord, here's what you do. You think about other people and you do mercy toward them. Amen.